When I spoke at this conference last year, I mentioned two key elements for the success of enlargement process. Credible, tangible European perspective on one hand, which is something we have to provide to countries, and a credible effort on that side. And judging from these two elements, I would say that last year was a good year. We are in better place now. European Union is clearly the only or the master of the file, and the European integration is the only game in town. The rules of the game are clear. EU has learned lessons and learned the tricks as well. So we are putting more emphasis on rule of law, judiciary, economic governance. But you've noticed that there is no longer cry about enlargement fatigue or about the confusion when it comes to the rules of the game. That's very important, and I believe that Stefan deserves a lot of credit for that. On the other hand, our partners in the Balkans are more and more committed, and nationalism and ethnophobia has been replaced more and more by understanding and support of European values and readiness for compromise, which is no longer seen as a weakness in most of the parts of the region, and that's equally important. Next year, we will have European elections, and the EU will be quite absorbed by its own internal affairs. So that's another opportunity for the leaders from the Balkans to show their leadership, because there is no reason for them to wait for anything. There is no fundamental decisions to be made. They know exactly what is expected from them, and they can prove that they do what they do. We shall support anything that comes from within the region, what is internally driven. And here I'm looking at Goran Svilanović, which I think RCC could play an instrumental role in this. And I'm glad to see that this is how it is understood in the region. Another important element is not to forget that enlargement is a political process which is based on technical benchmarks. But the balance between the political and technical must be found and must be maintained. And my very last point about the fast lane and slow lane, yes, there clearly is the fast lane and slow lane. 2013, two countries of the region, Serbia and Albania, decided to move from the slow one into the fast one. All it takes is a political will, commitment, determination, nothing more than that. It's really the mental switch. And the remaining two countries which are still stuck in the slow line, Macedonia and Bosnia-Herzegovina, should learn from the courage of the Serbian politicians. Because if Kosovo was doable, if Belgrade-Pristina deal was possible, no one can persuade me that Cedic-Finci or the name issue is more difficult and is not possible. Thank you.